When my clientee came to me, she was dealing with bloating, constipation, brain fog, bad breath, and water retention that didn't improve no matter what she had tried. She'd already tried the gluten-free diet, elimination diet, magnesium, prune juice, doctor visits, and an herbal remedy to heal her constipation, but nothing was healing her gut long term. On today's episode, listen in to part two of my client T's journey as she walks through the Better Belly Method, my signature process to heal the gut and the entire body without lifelong supplements or extreme food restrictions. And spoiler alert, even after nothing else had worked, T did finally find bloating and constipation relief, along with natural healing from her brain fog, bad breath, and water retention. If you missed part one to T's journey, check out episode 158, how she ended a decade of chronic constipation in 1 month, and hear about T's dramatic improvement after just 1 month of following the Better Belly Method. Now, on to today's episode. Hey friend, welcome to the Better Belly Podcast. If you're currently trying endless supplements, doctor visits, and diet changes to heal your mystery symptoms, you are in the right place. We're here to solve the real root causes behind your gut, hormones, skin, sleep, and brain concerns, literally anything and everything in your body. My name is Allison Jordan. I'm a functional medicine practitioner that has supported over 150 clients just like you to heal problems that no one has been able to fix. You don't need a perfect diet or a random supplement you found on Instagram to heal. You need a proven system that heals your whole body from the inside out. That's what I'm here to share with you, episode by episode. It's time to make health easy again. And just as a reminder, this information is not meant to diagnose, manage, or treat disease. Always consult with your own health practitioner before you make any changes to your health. All right, so we're recording now, and T, thank you so much for letting us record this second part, part two of your final call with me. So you've been working with me for 6 months, and we've already started about talking about some just awesome stuff. I actually asked you, can you believe that it's the end of, like, can you believe it's the end of our time together? Can you share what you had said?
I was saying, no, I can't believe it. I believe it, but I don't want to believe it. Because it's been such a grand 6 months so far, and just the improvements I've noticed over, honestly, a short time frame, if you truly think about it, of how long I've been dealing with my issues versus 6 months of just crazy improvement. It's so good. I can't believe it, and I can believe it.
Yeah, and you, I'm actually pulling it up right now. You filled out, we have you fill out at the beginning of your process, the middle and the end, middle being 3 months in, an Excel form that has you just do this super comprehensive review on all these different symptoms that you have, both your top five specific to you, but then just like basically a very, very detailed list of like anything that could be going on. And you were saying that you actually really liked that, which, cause you could like track, you're not just like, it's not just in your head. Like, I think I'm better. You know, you can look at it.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I found really helpful for myself, because I do forget. I forget like how I felt because I'm in such a current state of, I guess, healing. And I don't remember just what happened 6 months ago. And when I look back at that form, I'm like, holy goodness, I was just really needing some help there.
Yes. It's so true. We tend to remember the things that are currently our problems in our lives, and to forget the things that, and this is not just in our health, it's like in everything, the things that used to be our pain point. Maybe it's like you used to want to be married and now you're married, but now you're like thinking about how you want a kid, or you want a bigger house, or you want a better job, but you're like not focusing.
Progression
on like,
well, is so good. Yeah.
Right. So the Excel sheet keeps us honest and helps our memory.
Yeah. I love it.
Cool. Something
like that, like within my own personal pursuits.
Yeah. So, and I feel like we might've already talked about this, and also I'll like link the episode that I shared where you gave your like 3 month follow-up, but I just want to start off our conversation with how has either the whole process been, or even just like the last 3 months? Cause the last 3 months were not perfect. You know, you had a couple, like, you're almost like, am I regressing? But like, Where are you at now? How are you feeling? Tell us more about both the big picture and over the last 3 months, what's standing out?
Yeah, something that I realized is that it's not my journey towards healing was not a linear upright path. It was very much so spirally. And it's kind of hard to accept that fact because I'm like, I'm following the protocols, I'm doing all the things, I'm removing all the sensitive foods that I have now, implementing these different things, and I'm still kind of reaching different types of blockages. So that was always kind of a disheartening realization. But once you really grasp your mind around that, and especially talking through it with you, because I'm like, Allison, I don't think we need to like have another year together. But once you realize like, okay, you know what, I'm actually improving, you know, it feels really rewarding after all of the hard work that you put in and realizing that it was worth it in the end. Right now, I feel like it's worth it. And I'm still going to go through, you know, that fluctuation. Some days I want to eat like French fries and I will really bloat after that. But I know that that's just something that I have to really understand about myself and my body as we learn to work together, me and my body, and understand each other.
And not feel like, well, you can never, I mean, there's things you might be like, you find your own boundaries based, maybe it's based off your lab testing and just personal experience with it. Like when I eat that, it breaks my boundary. It's like not worth it. But maybe, you know, for me, that's gluten. For a lot of my clients, it becomes gluten based. If a lab test just shows like, this is on fire, it's a horrible idea. It's not worth cheating, but maybe I don't feel great. I don't know, eating certain, I'm not thinking of anything for me all the time, but like, every now and again, you're like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. It's that flexibility that I'm learning as well, too, especially now that we're end of year holiday season-ish. My family is not gluten-free. They're not dairy-free. They may need to be, but they are not. I don't know. But it is very challenging to navigate that. But knowing my options is really helpful and kind of advocating for myself without making it seem like my lifestyle is better than yours type of thing.
Sure.
Which can happen a lot, especially with family.
And also realizing that's not totally on you. That can also be on them. And that, yeah, like playing with that dynamic that it's like not your fault. Like you're not, yeah. And that's its whole thing too. Just realizing sometimes when you are healthy, other people resent you. Like all their projections kind of come up and they get angry.
Yeah. So that's definitely a part that I've been able to figure out how to navigate as well, while keeping to my guns and respecting everyone else's lifestyle choices too.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. So what were the top five problems that you came in with? Remind
us. Yeah, it was, I actually just wrote this down. It was bloating, constipation. It was a little bit of brain fog. I experienced a lot of halitosis. And I think there was one other thing. My goodness.
Water retention.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was like water retention or inability, like weight fluctuation. And
puffy.
That
puffy, yeah, I just big, felt, I just weird.
Puffy, yeah. And I just, you know how you just like something's off and it's not, you know, meant for you in that moment. I just knew that those things were just not it.
So that's first off, right. So first off, you can't remember, like, you're like, I think.
I know. Those Excel sheets and check-in forms are so helpful because I literally had to go back to figure out what my five were before filling out the form for our 6 months.
Yes.
What the heck were my five symptoms? I don't even remember.
That's a good sign. I mean, is it overkill if I then ask you like how those are doing? Give us an update.
Oh, it's great, actually, because our last check-in, you know, I was saying, like, you know, the fluctuation was like, I'm bloating a little bit more this month, I'm constipating more, but this past month has been really, really good. I noticed very little to no bloating, constipation. I was having consistent bowel movements, and now after our last conversation, I was like, okay, if there's a day where I don't have a bowel movement, it's not the end of the world. My progress isn't lost. So that's, you know, that was a great conversation for me because I can go to the extremes in my head. And halitosis, that has improved as well. There's like the morning breath, but I know after talking about the biocidin and really incorporating the toothpaste in there, that really kind of knocks it out. And then if I'm eating like you know, really, I don't know the term for it, like foods that just kind of ferment in your system. I think after eating,
high sugar,
just like high sugar type of foods that really like you can tell the next day.
Are you talking about with your halitosis, bad breath?
Yeah, exactly. Cause it has that like tongue coating, the coating on the tongue kind of happens for me very easily. So I have to be mindful of that. While I still navigate, cause I thought that was like candida overgrowth. So that was my first instinct before really starting anything with you. It was like, it's candida. I just got to stop all things.
And remember, like tell our listeners, you know, cause before you started working with me, you had tried some stuff, right? You know, and interestingly enough, you already shared like our process hasn't been necessarily linear. Like every time you make it one step up and improve, it's not like you then didn't have a day where it's like, wait, is this a little less bad? But it was like overall trajectory was up, like overall average is up. But prior to that, it was like you would work hard and you wouldn't even get the linear, like, or the nonlinear growth. You wouldn't get any growth at all.
Yeah, because I was kind of mindlessly, I was just trying different things, such as like, I was trying the gluten-free, but not completely gluten-free. I just noticed it as a fad. And I was like, oh, maybe that's it. And that's just something healthy that people should do. Whereas that's, you know, not the case for everyone, because I would love to be in that category of gluten is my best friend, and we're just kicking it. But I also tried kind of the elimination diet, where you just like cut everything off and you slowly introduce things, but without really guidance on how to do that. I didn't know what was happening. I would cut something out for a day and then I'm like, oh, no, it's still happening. So the next day I'm just going to keep eating it. So yeah, it was very experimental, which is great, but not really helpful when you're really trying to get to the root cause of something.
Yes. Yes. And you were trying, and it took time and effort, and it took some thought. And then it just felt like your energy was just like wasting away and like putting it into these things that weren't working. And then it gives you this feeling of like, I'll never get better, or like, what's actually going to work. And did you have doctors? Were you talking to your doctors about it too?
I was talking to my doctors. They were just like, just try to get some more movement in, try to take, what was it? Magnesium, prune juice. Like there was also like a herbal, what's it called? Kind of diuretic.
Linzess.
No, me too. But yeah, there's a herb that they're recommending and it would work, but I would need to keep taking that. And I was like, that's not, it just didn't feel right. So yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's all they had to say. They're like, we have no idea.
Yeah.
What do you remember about the process that felt different? I mean, we worked in food. What else did we work on and that you remember kind of being highlights or things that felt different or just effective? Like, is there anything you remember starting, even if it wasn't the day you started it, but like the week or something that you were like, wow, that made a difference?
I would say the dairy made a difference, and cutting out the gluten was noticeably different. Like that first week of just cutting it out, because I thought I would keep those things in my diet because I just wasn't 100% certain that that was the issue. But after, I guess, getting my lab test back, that was helpful. But are we talking about before I got the results, like stuff that you recommended?
Stuff that anything that I recommended at any point that wasn't food, because we've already talked about a little food a little bit here. What do you remember?
The casserole packs were really good.
Yeah.
I did the casserole packs like consistently and they felt good. I was doing it with my partner too. We were just kind of chilling on the couch watching movies with the casserole packs on. And it just was like, it was the most relaxing moment. And you could just, you kind of feel the movement too. I didn't expect to feel kind of like stuff going on in a good way.
Yeah, it can really get people's liver detoxing, which sometimes can cause the gut to gurgle. And
That was a really like zen thing that I incorporated. And I'll still occasionally do that, not as often. I don't know why. I just feel it when I need it.
And that is pretty normal. Like when you feel bad all the time, it's really hard to know like what you need, because it's like you just feel like this clogged up, like probably I need everything. But once you're healthier, it's the same for me. Like I keep a castor oil pack in my bathroom. I don't use it every night. It's not because I'm like, I don't actually, I like, I don't think I need to use it every night. And by think, like, I'm not having symptoms or anything, but I will use it sometimes, like, right, like in the middle of ovulation or a week or two before a period, or if I just got sick and I want to make sure I can flush out all the toxins from being sick, things like that. And yeah, there's a feel to it, which I really like that, hearing you say that, because I'm probably one of those practitioners that I'm less on like, do this 3 times for 30 seconds for the rest of your life. I'm a little bit more like, what does your body feel like? And getting in tune with that, because you are the master of your body and your body is an expert in itself. And if you can listen to your body, it's way more relaxing. Like, just like having a conversation with me is more relaxing than like having to read a textbook and like math it out in your head. You're like, no, let's not make it math. Let's make it relational. And you can have a relationship with your body that's positive, and where you're like learning more and you're learning what's okay to do and what's not okay to do and how to help it. That isn't necessarily, doesn't need to be a doctor's appointment or a pharmaceutical. And that puts you in the driver's seat. Would you say that's a little bit how you feel?
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like permission to have autonomy over my own decisions and my own lifestyle with, you know, obviously some guidance, but it's never like, do this, make sure you don't miss this or you're a failure type of thing. Which sometimes happen with the doctors. I'm not bashing any other form of guidance, but you know, sometimes it could be a little bit strict and harsh. Whereas you feel like you have the freedom to make the decisions for your life, it feels really good, especially when you're doing that with a deep purpose. Like, my purpose working with you was to heal. I am ready to eat my food and not feel like I'm about basically popping out a baby right now. So I am so grateful for that. And the flexibility, again, is just, especially with my inconsistency, I have a knack for just procrastinating or just not doing things within a linear time frame. So that was really helpful as well. Just
the accountability. Check-ins. Yep. Just knowing like, I got to do some things.
Yeah.
And that there's a plan too. I know accountability can be weird. Like to myself, like if I'm like, I probably should take care of this thing, but there's not a plan. It's just like a general sense of like, but it's not like I'm going to do this so that I can do the next step, so that I can do the next step. You get all of that when you go through this. And I'm now calling what you went through the Better Belly Method. So you didn't hear me say that when we were doing it, but I'm like, this is the Better Belly Method. I do it with everybody.
Yeah.
It's more or less the same, though it's customized to what we find in your labs. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it, you know, you don't have to do all the things that don't work. I want to know a little bit. Can you tell me what it's been like the last 2 months? You've been actually reducing your supplements and reducing the number of foods that you are avoiding based off of, you know, the training that I give on how we don't need to take supplements for forever and healing your gut and being able to reintroduce foods. Although I don't think, now that I say that, I think you didn't have even that many foods you had temporary sensitivities to. But tell us what that process has been like for you.
It's been I'm going to use the word interesting because I feel like if I stop something, it's going to revert. So that's my fear of going back to where I started. So as we were kind of reducing the different supplements, I was like, are you sure? Should I keep something on hand just in case? And even in the form I filled out for you for this check-in, I was going to ask, like, are there any supplements that I should have in my cabinet in case of, you know, I'm always kind of thinking that. So that was definitely an interesting process of reducing the supplements, but also realizing that I was fine. That because as I was cutting them off, I was worried that I was just going to like start bloating. I was getting constipated again. Things were just going to go downhill, but I was fine.
Hey friend, working on your health shouldn't be something that is taking all your mental energy and focus from your day-to-day living. You shouldn't have to plan your days around trips to the bathroom or siphon out your best energy to manage all your symptoms. You can live in a way where you have the energy to get through whatever your day throws your way. Not only am I proof that this is possible, but the 100+ clients I've worked with over the last 3 years are too. They are able to live every day with energy, without bloating, and feeling like their best selves. How is this possible? Through the Better Belly Method, my signature method to reduce your symptoms by 80% in 3 to 6 months, leaving you in a place where health feels easy. I want you to be able to go to every one of your child's or grandchild's soccer games and be able to be the too loud cheering parent or grandparent on the sidelines. I want you to be able to take that trip to Europe without worrying about where the closest bathroom is and if you know how to ask in French. I want you to be able to enjoy the holidays and family meals without fearing how you'll feel afterwards or feeling guilty about what you do eat. Your life should feel vibrant and your health should feel easy. Head to betterbellytherapies.com/training to watch my free 40-minute training to learn exactly how you can make this happen today with my signature method. This is the best way to heal once and for all in a way that no traditional doctors will support you through and without needing to be on lifelong extreme food restrictions or lifelong supplements. I can't wait to see you living your best life. Again, head to betterbellytherapies.com/blueprint or click the link in the show notes to get started today. Now, back to the show. It's like we really want to be off the supplements because it's less of a hassle and you can put your money elsewhere and you're like, great. But then you're also terrified to go off them because you're like, what if it all reverts and it means I'm not better? And so it's definitely like something we need to do. And we even talked about like, yeah, if you do feel worse going off one supplement, just go back on it and we'll talk about it and like what the long-term solution is going to be. Because again, the long-term solutions never just take that for the rest of your life. Like, okay, if going off it didn't go so great, what is that telling us about your body and what can we do so that you can get off it, even if it's not right now? But it sounds then like you're saying most of the supplements that we're having you go off, like you're fine.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. So amen. Good. Thank goodness. Yeah.
Raise hands emoji. Woohoo. Raising the roof. That's great. Yeah. And we'll talk about supplements because supplements can be really good tools. Kind of like we were just talking about the castor oil pack and knowing our bodies. I have a supplement drawer, but you also know what I had growing up. Like growing up when I was the kid, my family had a medicine drawer and it was all bottles of pharmaceuticals and ibuprofen. So it's like we are going to have tools in our toolbox. You're just asking, what are the tools? Like, how can you look at the supplements you were taking? What ones were really like, that's not really like a maintenance tool. It's like a very much a one-time thing. And what can be used for certain occasions as like a nice, better alternative to just like putting pain medication on, but saying like, or a laxative, but being like, I have this more moderate, gentle, healthy thing I can do. And that's a very real thing. So we can talk about that.
Yeah, because what I was so worried about is that I'm so focused on prevention that I feel like if I have those and keep those going, it's going to prevent me from reverting back.
Yes.
So yeah.
It definitely will help set those things up. So like I have never reverted back to my constipation days, but I will have days, individual days, where, and by say constipation days, like back when I just wouldn't poop for days on end, that's like very much in my 2015 life. But I still might have a day where I'm like, I didn't poop today. And to me, I need to know, was I traveling? Or we talked last month about like, did you have a bunch of busy work days back to back? And that can be a component of things. And that's not bad. It's just like the little light bulb of understanding again, that conversation you're having with your body. Okay. Didn't poop. That's one conversation. It's when your body's like, I didn't poop. Then you can ask it, well, why? And then you have different things you can like reevaluate. And those are your tools of like, did I actually get exposed to gluten? Did I intentionally eat something that maybe might've set me up for that? What do I do? And so, I don't think you're going to get set back to that old place. Cause that was a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else that you would like if someone's listening this and they are a woman struggling in her health in a variety of ways, like how would you encourage her? What would you like to say? This is like your final thing you can say on the Better Belly podcast to encourage people before we head off.
That's so intimidating. I would say it's so hard to give advice because I don't want to give wrong advice, but I would say if you feel
you can give three things, give all the things.
All right, so three things. First thing I would say is if you feel it for yourself. So for example, I felt like I needed to really help my body in a way that I haven't helped it before, and I didn't know how, so I did the research. But sometimes there's that little head in the back that, or a little voice in the back that's like, oh, just Google it on your own. You'll find the solution. But you come across an answer that feels so right. Like finding you felt very, very right for me, but it was very intimidating because I was like, what if this doesn't work? So it's really giving yourself permission to listen to that little tiny voice of hope that says this could be something for me. So I would say that that's really helpful, especially as women, because I tend to really doubt my own inner voice and intuition. And it's such a subtle guide, your intuition is. So it's really hard to really hear her out and pay attention to her when she's very, very gentle. Whereas ego is, you know, she's loud. She likes attention. And my ego is not always out for my best interests. So follow your intuition. That's the first one. I think if I got to that. Second one would be, you truly know what's right for you. I don't know if that follows up with intuition, but even with working with a doctor or a practitioner and, you know, getting advice from so many other people, at the end of the day, you really know what's going on inside. They can't literally go in your body, in your mind, and feel what you're feeling. So in order to find that help for yourself, you really got to get in touch with how you're feeling and what you want to do for it or about it. So intuition first. Second, trust your feelings and know your feelings. Third, eat. I feel like so many, yes, eat. I think so many women, especially with diet culture and kind of what society's deeming worthy of women's bodies, is that we have to do and take and be all these things when sometimes that's not for us. Like I used to think green smoothies were the thing. Or I had to eat breakfast or intermittent fasting or all of these things in order to reach these goals. But a lot of the time it made me afraid of my food. So I think rebuilding that relationship with our meal times, either through taking a moment and breathing beforehand and really tuning into the foods that your body likes and dislikes, can really rekindle and rebuild that relationship with eating in general. Because before I'm like, I'm not going to eat because everything I eat is just messing me up.
Right.
It'll help me reach my fitness goals. Blah,
right.
Blah,
I
blah.
Want to lose weight. I want to look thin.
Exactly. So I think eating is such simple advice that because we get busy. Some people are moms. Some people are students, teachers, sisters, and just in general life.
Cat
goals.
Moms. Cat moms.
Yeah. Cat moms, for example. Like it's stressful out here. So yeah, eat. Eat is the third thing.
But that third, yeah, I like that one. And what I actually feel like it, tell me if this is what you, if this is correct. What I heard you say in that last one was almost like you have transitioned to a better relationship with food by learning to listen to your body and not put yourself on this like mechanical, well, Google said the intermittent fasting's the way or some book or some expert said, and which is like a very like rule following mechanical, not listening to your body way. Some people are going to do great on one specific diet and they're going to talk about it a lot. Let them go talk about it. But like, what do you feel good on? And for you, like you didn't like, if all we did was work on diet, and I want to say this again, if all we did was work on diet, you would have not gotten the results you got at all. And that, but food is a component of it. And now because we did things other than food for you, like work on your minerals and your nutrient status and your digestion and getting rid of hidden pathogens and hidden toxicities and detoxing, again, which is not a green smoothie, because we did all that, now you can have a more clear conversation. It's like the line was muffled. You like, you couldn't talk to your body. You're like, what are you saying? It was like, no gluten. You're like, what? You're like, no gluten. Yeah. And then you're like, can I eat strawberries? And it's like, yes. I mean, but you can't hear it. Like, you're like, maybe no strawberries.
Food is such a vital part of life. I feel like it's just very much so in tune with how we go about our lives, like social events, hanging out with friends and families. Being your best self is because of the fuel that you're consuming, the food that you're incorporating into your day. So food was really affecting me. I wouldn't go out with my friends or anything. So I'm like, I'm going to bloat after this meal. And I'm trying to look really sexy in this dress. So it's not working out. I can't go on this date because I'm just not feeling it. I can't go to this family function because they're not going to have the foods that I'm going to force myself to consume. So I feel like after this experience, my relationship with it has very much so healed and is still healing and is a really beautiful kind of co-creative experience right now. It's like, I can have fun with my food now. Like, I know what I can do and what I can't do. And it's just, you just have fun with it. So I think that's a beautiful thing as well.
Yes. And that makes me,
and you know, all the fun stuff that women get to experience in their lives.
And that makes me so, 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 so happy because I am here for the freedom. I want people to feel like health is easy. I am here for feeling clarity on what you should be eating or can eat. And again, it's not me. Like, it's not like you went through the last 6 months of me dictating every single meal you can eat. It was some guidelines, some handrails, and then you seeing the difference. And now you can communicate with your body. You don't need me. Like, you're a little nervous to not have me, but like, I was taking the handrails away the last few months.
Yeah.
And you're seeing like, oh, you can communicate. And what I really hear, even between all three of those things, is also trust, like learning to trust your intuition. And those, like, part of that just got you to be willing to work with me. Part of it is more related to the food. And I actually, interestingly enough, I'll share this story and then we'll close off. But I had a conversation in my DMs this past week with a woman who kind of messaged me and said, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars working with the top clinics all across the US and functional nutritionists and lab testing, and I am miserable and no one has helped me. Can your program like really help me? And as I was talking with her about it, it was clear to me, like, what I ended up doing is I encouraged her to think about, what do you need to feel you can trust someone or something again? Because at the end of the day, I told her, like, I do believe in my science and that my science is really freaking good. And we do track our numbers in terms of like our outcomes of our clients. So, for example, right now, our numbers are saying on average, when someone comes to work with us, they get 80% improvement in their symptoms in 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like you have gotten close to like 100% with some of your symptoms and like a little bit less with some of the others, but like 80% or more. Do you feel like that's kind of where you're at with your app?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And so it's like, that's what our numbers are showing. And I said, that's numbers. But what I'm hearing is that you lack trust. Your trust has been demolished because you went to who you thought was the best and you fully invested. And I don't know if her intuition, you know, we didn't have that deep of a conversation. I think some people do go to these people and they almost feel bullied. Like, I have to see this person. And they shut off their intuition because they just say, shut up, intuition. Like, they're the smartest person in the US and they wrote a couple bestsellers and I'm going to go to them, you know? And sure, I'm sure that doctor's helped some people, but again, yeah, like there can be an intuition. And what I encouraged her, I haven't heard from her since, but she said she appreciated my question, which was, what do you need to trust someone again? Because that is so much more helpful. Like, you had a lot of peace working with me. I've had some clients work with me who felt like I could sense their tension the entire time, that they just didn't, I don't know if they were like not following their intuition or what. But I see the best results with my clients who are like, you know, I'm nervous about the process. You're asking me to quit some bunch of foods, or like, this is a lot of supplements, or now you're asking me to go off of them. But ultimately you felt safe.
Yes,
there was a trust.
I felt safe. I trusted you. And that's because I trusted myself enough to follow that. And I think a lot of that gets impacted because we do things and we try things out, but sometimes they don't work. Like, I was doing my own research and doing my own thing, but it didn't work. So I kind of lost that trust in myself to help myself.
Mm.
It's hard to really feel that trust for someone else when you don't have that internal trust yet. And I sympathize for that with this woman as well. It's tough, but it's a gradual trusting process, and it's, the beauty of this program is the link that it has for me to build that trust. The first month, I'm like, this isn't working. This is stupid. I'm going broke. But like all the things. And then second month, I was like, ooh, I can poop. I was so excited. I was like, I'm pooping. And then, you know, here we are 6 months later, and I'm just feeling so freaking good, ready to take on the world of some sort.
You got a cat.
I got a cat. Like, what is happening in my life?
The number of people that get pets in our program, it's pets are painting their house. Like, it's really weird.
Oh,
like,
my
I
God.
Painted my bedroom. Did you paint your bedroom?
Yeah. Painting. I've been painting more, doing all the things. I just redecorated the home. It's like you're just rekindling your own essence that's truly there, or building upon an essence that you no longer need. Like, it's shedding layers. And then there's these beautiful layers that are coming through and that you're just so excited to explore more of. It's just self-discovery is a lifelong process. So it's take your time and be graceful. That's, you know, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of health. It's the beauty of listening to yourself.
Oh my gosh. Well, this conversation has been so lovely. Thank you for letting us just record this debriefing tea. Literally everyone, we would have had the same conversation because it can be so helpful for anyone to just verbally process, be like, what just happened? Like,
yeah.
But then you also let everybody hear all that. And so I'm sure it's going to touch other women's hearts and lives. And I do hope that it does rekindle that trust or even just a curiosity around their own intuition and what their intuition's saying, to do or not do, you know, to wait, to work with someone, to not work with someone, but that they can walk in that grounding and groundedness, and have that peace that you have found. So thank you so much, T.
Yes, of course.
Hey friend, I hope you loved this episode. If you've been a fan for a while or newly loving this podcast, can you do me a favor? Drop into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. When you leave a review, you do so much. You help me know you're listening. You can tell me what you're loving so I know what to make more of. And you help others by boosting this podcast so other people like you can find the podcast too. I mean, it's a win, 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 right? So if you want a way to pay it forward, just go to Apple Podcasts or click the link in my show notes and leave a rating and review. And if you want some more free stuff, just head over to my free Facebook group, betterbellytherapies.com/Facebook, and you can get access to all of my free support for you, including some Facebook group exclusive stuff like my podcast episode vault, where you can search the Better Belly podcast by topic and find exactly what you need to expedite your healing. I cannot wait to see you in there. Catch you guys next week.